patriots in Spain are rising up and taking to the streets by the hundreds of thousands in a show of massive defiance against what many are calling nothing short of a socialist coup. We're going to see exactly what's happening in cities all throughout the nation of Spain, precisely what led to it, and how it actually foreshadows the kind of political clashes we can expect to see more of around the world in the not-so-distant future. You're not going to want to miss this. Hundreds of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets in over 50 cities throughout the nation of Spain. For nearly the last 2 weeks, demonstrators have daily flooded the streets to demand the resignation of the socialist left-wing Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who's currently trying to make a deal with Catalonian separatists in order for him to stay in power. Now, if you don't know, several weeks back, Spaniards went to the polls and voted out their socialist government led by Sanchez and voted instead for the center-right Popular Party, who won the most votes. But the problem is they didn't win an outright majority, and the Nationalist Populist Party, known as Vox, which had been skyrocketing to third most popular party in the nation, well, for whatever reason, they just didn't do very well in the national elections several weeks back. So the votes fell short for the Popular Party to form a governing coalition. And so, in an attempt to hold on to power, Sanchez, the socialist, is making a very controversial move. He's forming a coalition with a small party in favor of Catalonian secession from Spain. The party's called Together with Catalunya. They're a group that helped orchestrate what the Spanish government considers to be an illegal referendum for Catalonian independence a few years back, which passed by a whopping 90% approval. Needless to say, Madrid responded swiftly. They declared that referendum several years back illegal. They cracked down on the dissent with almost Tiananmen Square-like force. Interestingly enough, the European Union looked the other way. They completely ignored it. Regardless, Madrid imposed on Catalonia what's called Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution, which effectively ruled the entire Catalan government null and void. And it required each member of parliament be removed from office, and their separatist leader actually had to go to Brussels in self-imposed exile in order to avoid being arrested by Spanish authorities. And so Catalonia held new elections, and they overwhelmingly voted back in the three separatist parties that put forward the referendum in the first place. So they clearly made their point to Spanish authorities, but it's what their socialist prime minister is now doing with these separatists that has Spain's patriots rising up like never before. But first, gang, our good friend Mike Lindell needs our help. Mike is one of the strongest patriots working tirelessly for the America First and MAGA movements in this country, and also happens to be a very close friend to this channel. From election integrity to protecting American businesses, Mike does it all. And now, as the cabal of deep state lawyers and election machine companies are trying to take Mike down with frivolous lawsuits, he needs your support more than ever. Mike recently said that he was going to fight every lawsuit until he wins and will never settle out of court with people who help rig an election. So, with this in mind, I want to remind you about the incredible MyPillow deals Mike is offering with my promo code TURLEY. Now, if you click on the link below, you could save well over 60% on all sorts of incredible MyPillow products. Of course, Mike is offering huge savings on the new and improved MyPillow 2.0, but gang, I can't recommend enough Mike's My Slippers, as well as his amazingly comfortable bed sheets. These are some of the comfiest slippers and sheets I've ever owned. In fact, I would use that word to describe all of MyPillow's products: comfy, comfy to the maximum. So don't wait, gang. Support Mike as he fights for election integrity and get some amazingly comfy things to boot. It's a win-win. Don't wait. Click on that link below or go to mypillow.com/Turley right now. What's happening here with their socialist Prime Minister Sanchez, who, again, keep in mind, was basically just voted out of power. But what he's doing is he's agreeing to an amnesty deal with these Catalan separatists, which would in effect grant forgiveness to the Catalan leader who's in exile, as well as thousands of other Catalan separatists, which many believe is setting the stage for another successful independence referendum. So Sanchez is being accused of basically splitting Spain apart just to keep power. Now, obviously, this isn't sitting well with the nationalist populist, the Spain First Party known as Vox. Vox has risen to extraordinary prominence over the last few years. They've been winning provincial elections throughout the nation, and they were poised to crush it in the last national election. But like I noted earlier, for whatever reason, it just didn't happen. They didn't get the vote share that they were expecting. But now, with Sanchez coming across as treasonous, as selling out the unity of the nation for his own political power, now the Spanish people are rising up like never before. And as you can see from the video, tens of thousands are taken to the streets in 53 different Spanish cities and calling on Sanchez to resign. They're calling for snap elections in view of what this socialist party is attempting to do here. Santiago Abascal, who's the leader of the Vox party, he's calling the amnesty deal nothing less than a coup, a literal insurrection. And he's calling on all Spaniards to rise up against the socialists. And they are. Over the course of the last 2 weeks, reports are that hundreds of thousands have gathered in cities like Madrid and tens of thousands in Seville and Valencia and Granada. And it appears as if there's going to be no end until there are new elections, with Vox positioning itself to do much better the second go around. Now, what's happening in Spain here is a perfect example of the new kind of politics that are coming to dominate the 21st century. And that's the politics of what's called re-territorialization, which is just a fancy schmancy way of saying that regions are being reclaimed. Regions are being reclaimed. So what's going on here is that re-territorialization is the opposite dynamic of globalism, which by its nature de-territorializes, right? In other words, because globalization is a transnational, one-size-fits-all political and economic system, globalism by its nature disembeds and dislocates political power and decision-making away from localized control, away from communities and districts and counties and countries, like in the case with the European Union, away from, right, entire nations, and recalibrates and recentralizes that political power and decision-making into the hands of the very few, a centralized political and economic elite, like the bullies in Brussels and the European Union. Scholars are in wide agreement that that world, that centralized globalist world, is beginning to break up. It's coming to an end. It's basically cracking up and unraveling. And so what's happening is that more and more populations are re-territorializing their political power, taking their political power back, as it were, from the hands of a centralized political elite. But the key to understanding our world today, the key is that not everyone is re-territorializing the same way. In an increasingly post-globalist world, re-territorialization is being worked out in a number of ways, but two prominent ways it's working itself out is through renewed nationalist sentiments on the one hand and renewed separatist sentiments on the other. So the new nationalism would be like Trump's MAGA movement or Viktor Orban's Hungary, right? All of which involve a renewed sense of national sovereignty, a restoration of the nation state over and against the anti-nationalist forces of liberal globalism. So this is what's animating the Vox party in Spain. But there's another outworking of this re-territorialization, and that's what scholars are calling neo-secessionism in the form of smaller independent movements where populations increasingly want to break away from the nation state and form their own independent republics organized around a common region, race, or religion. And we're seeing this all over from Lithuania to Bosnia, Chechnya, Rwanda, Burundi, from Quebec to South Sudan, Slovenia, Scotland, and now most especially in Catalonia. So what's happening here in Spain is that two different outworkings of the same political dynamic, reterritorialization, are clashing with one another. And these are the kinds of conflicts that we can expect to see more of as the world is going through this major recalibration, reconfiguration away from globalism. So we'll obviously be keeping a very close eye on how things develop in Spain and what it continues to tell us about the political clashes yet to come. Hey gang, I know what it's like to feel alone out there in these turbulent times, but I broke free. If you too have been looking for community with like-minded patriots who are serious about resisting globalism, building a parallel economy, and having intelligent and deep fellowship on a regular basis, then you've come to the right place. In my Courageous Patriot Insiders community, we're building a close-knit movement of, by, and for patriots who are breaking free from the outrage and despair cycles of the mainstream media and taking on the fight against globalism. Every week, I deep dive into the content I can't share on big tech and give you the cliff notes on the truth of how patriots just like you are building up their communities, starting patriot businesses, and fighting the woke in both public and private. All with a few history and political lessons from yours truly, of course. If you want to stop feeling alone as a patriot and stand together with this fast-growing community, be sure to click on the link in the description below. Don't wait. Join me and my Patriot Coalition today, and let's get fighting.